Alberta's Ivory Soap. I have here a cake of beauty soap. Take it, madam. What do you think of it?
Well, it has a pretty color.
Mm-hmm. Smell it.
It's perfumed.
Did you know that coloring and strong perfume in a soap can irritate your skin?
It can.
That's right. Now, here's another cake of soap.
Pure white.
Uh-huh. Smell it.
Clean. Nice. That's ivory.
That's right. And ivory soap is pure. It's mild. It's gentle.
Oh, I know.
Ivory is baby's beauty soap. And did you ever see a lovelier complexion than a baby's?
Never. But, well, I just never thought of ivory as a beauty soap.
Why, more doctors advise ivory soap for your complexion than all of the brands of soap put together.
They do?
Yes. One single cleansing with Velvet Suds Ivory will leave your skin smooth, soft and glowing.
Why, that's quite wonderful.
Try it, friends, for your complexion. The Girl in the Gilded Cage, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. 2 o'clock in the damp, salt, fog-shrouded morning of the East Bay waterfront. Not only the arm of the law, but the sinister, clutching hand of the enemy has been reaching out through the highways and byways, feeling through the night for Jack and Doc and the Chinese girl, Lee Taoming. Just out of Tracy, a farmer was killed. He was needlessly shot down by the enemy, but the police don't know that. They only know that Doc and Jack were in the vicinity, thus the intensive search for the law. The enemy want Li Ming, the 18-year-old Chinese girl. They want her dead or alive. As undercover agents for the government, Jack and Doc have got her safely this far to the waterfront on the Oakland side of the bay. All day they hid out and traveled the backcountry roads in safe, easy stages in an old jalopy, which wasn't exactly their own. And now, at 2 o'clock in the soggy, dripping dead of the morning, Jack parked the heap in the shadow of a warehouse, and the three alighted and tiptoed along the cobbled paving like furtive ghosts.
I wished you'd tell us where we're going to and why, Jack.
Keep your voice down, Doc.
I am keeping it down, darn it, but that ain't
saying... I'm taking us to the Cockneys.
To... Hey, did you say the Cockneys?
That's right. He posted the warehouse in the shadow.
Who is Cockney, please?
Oh, he's all right. We done time with the Cockney in a Central American jail. Once upon a time...
Oh, not so loud, Doc.
Well, who's around here? We give the enemy the slip.
There's night watchmen and patrols all along the waterfront. So watch it.
But, Mr. Jack Packard, why did we not simply cross the Bay Bridge to San Francisco? Why do we come down here?
Oh, we couldn't do that, honey.
We could not?
With both the police and them 12 umbers on our tail, I bet you right this minute the Bay Bridge is practically crawling with police. And as far as the enemy goes...
Yeah, we'd have walked right into somebody's trap, for sure.
This is something I do not understand. You seem to know where to look for trouble.
Why, of course. Me and Jack have been associating with trouble so long we can smell it a mile off.
But why do we go to this Cockney? Who is he?
Well, he just runs a gin mill down here. That there's his place over yonder where the light's on there.
Gin mill?
Yeah, waterfront saloon.
Oh, but what can he do?
That's what we're going to ask him.
Yes, sir. He dig up some way of getting us across before the night's over. Ain't nothing the Cockney lights later than just...
Hey, hold it, hold it.
Man.
Quick. Down against the building in the shadow. Not a breath.
I don't hear nothing.
Somebody's by the corner of the building over there.
Oh.
Here he comes.
Oh, man. That was a close one.
Don't get up yet.
Who was it?
It was the police. I could have reached out and bit him on the shin. He's so close.
Okay. I think it's safe. Let's get up.
Well, up you come, John.
Yes, thanks.
We'll cross over to the wharf now and come up alongside of the Cockney. But we won't go in until I have a look around.
Hey, Jack, maybe one of us ought to slip in and get Cockney to let us edge in the back way, huh? After all, honey, a sweet little old Chinese gal like you gonna stick out like a sore thumb in a place like this, and everybody gonna be curious.
That's a good idea, Doc. Well, let's go. Okay, hold it. Doc, you and Li Ming stay here in the shadow while I look around, and I'll see what the Cockney's got to say.
Okay, but make a snap or something. And Jack.
Yeah.
Ask him if he ain't got something to put in a man's stomach. I ain't had him so
well,
long.
You forget your stomach and keep your voices down. I'll be right back.
Forget my stomach now. I declare to my grandma, China, the way I abused my stomach in the line of business is a sin and a darn shame. I had a cousin once on my mama's side that didn't eat his vittles proper. And you know what happened to him? His name was Oliver.
You are a very cute man, Mr. Doc Long.
You ain't interested in what happened to my cousin on my mama's side, named Oliver?
If you wish. What did happen to Oliver for not eating his food proper?
He died. That's what happened to him. And my mama always held him up as an example to us children. Always keep your belly full and you won't never starve to death, Mama used to say.
I hope Mr. Jack Packard will not be long.
Honey, you ain't half listening at me.
I am sorry, but I am so close to my home. I wish very much to reach Chinatown tonight.
Oh, we could. Hey, hold it.
We have found out?
I don't know. Keep still a minute. That's all right. It's just Jack coming back.
Oh, I'm glad.
Here we are, Jack.
Oh, good. Come this way. Hang on to my coat. It's pretty dark.
Yes.
Well, lead on, son. Going in the back way.
Yeah. Cockney's got the door unlocked for us.
The bay is very close, isn't it?
Yeah, matter of fact, we're out on pilings over the water right now.
Yeah, back in the cover. The gin mill hangs right out over the water.
There are two steps here. Watch it. I'll get the door. Inside, quick.
You bet you. Come on.
Shut the door.
Yep. I got it.
Li Ming, are you hurt?
I do not know. I felt something hit me.
Where? Doc, give me a flashlight.
What about lights, son? That there fella's on the pile.
There are no windows back here.
Here you are.
Hold it for me.
Yeah.
Where were you hit?
I felt something jerk at my shoulder.
Shoulder, huh?
Well, now that ain't fatal.
No, it isn't serious. Look.
Well, I'll be darned. Honey, you're just about the luckiest little gal ever born of women tonight.
I'm not hurt.
No, the bullet cut through your coat and dress, but didn't even break the flesh.
But it hurt.
Well, of course it hurt. That bullet come so close, it scorched your hide. Your shoulder looked just like somebody put a hot poke on to it.
But I do not know why they want to kill me.
Oh, there, sugar, you take
but,
it easy.
But it is not fair. If I had done some wrong...
Well, now we get you home safe, just like I told you. What's that?
What is it?
Hold the light on, will you, Jack? Some kind of a little locket on a chain.
Locket? Oh, that is locket I was wearing around my neck.
Well, the chain's broken. That bullet must have nicked it.
Why, yes, sir. That's what happened. Get you sure as little frogs come from bed frogs. Here you are, honey.
Please, you keep it in your pocket. I have no place to put it.
Well, all right. Only don't you let me forget to give it back. Who's that?
Oh, it's Cockney. You got a light, Cockney?
Hey, now what's going on in here? What do you think this is, the 4th of July?
Well, if it ain't the Cockney himself. Doggone it, fella, I ain't seen you since Grandma's norm to live in daylights out of Grandpa.
Well, blimey, Doc Long, and still talking like a bleeding foreigner.
Same old Cockney. Hey, look, fella, ain't you got no lights in this your back room?
Of course we got lights. Flip the wall switch. There you are, all the lights you want.
What, darn it, boy, eh?
Hello, what you got here?
Chinese girl. Li Ming, this is Cockney.
Yes. Hello.
Never said nothing about no Chinese girl to me.
Well, it's all right.
Who says it's all right? I get myself mixed up with no Internal Revenue Agency.
Well, now, neither are we.
Then what's the idea of sneaking that little bit of china down dark alleys and into my back room with some bloke pulling out his rooty toot and blazing away at the side of my saloon?
We're taking this girl through from the Mexican border to Chinatown
in
for the government.
Pig's eye, you
West,
are.
West, we are too, Cockney. I cross my heart and hope to die in bed if I him stitch, not sure.
For the United States government?
United States of America, world.
I ain't never heard of anything like that before.
Well, son, maybe there's lots of things you ain't never heard about in this world.
I resent that.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. How old are you, Wench?
I am 18 years old.
She's 18.
Yes, I am 18.
Oh, well, that's something if you are. You see, cradle snatching ain't to my taste, and I'm ashamed of you two blokes being mixed up in such a business as...
Look, the United States government is...
Why'd the United States government want to be mixing up with a Chinese girl? Now, I bet you can't tell me that.
Oh, that's secret stuff.
You sound like a blinking penny audible. Secret stuff.
Now, look, Cockney, you're just stalling.
Oh, so I'm just stalling, am I?
Yeah, what's the matter? Don't you want to help us?
Well, there ain't no harm in sniffing around a bit before a bloke commits himself, is there?
Why, dead gum, you're on with Hyde. You mean to insinuate that me and Jack ain't
all right? All right, all right. Hold it now. Don't get your back up.
Oh, and it's to my grandma, Jack. I don't know why we ever took the trouble to help this fella out at Hooskow down yonder. He ain't got the beginning of gratitude in his whole darn
system.
Oh,
so you're bringing that up again, are you?
Well, now, ain't it the truth?
I'm going to get killed one of these bright days helping you ruddy blokes.
Yeah, but you are going to help us, huh?
Do a man a good deed, and then hold it over his head the rest of his life.
Who's that?
All right, you can relax. It's one of my own men. All right, put up your rooty.
No, I never hurt nobody to have a shooting pistol handy.
Put it up, Doc. Mm-hmm.
Have it your own way.
All right, I heard you the first time. Well, Lonnie, look what we got here, a bleeding corpse.
A corpse?
All right, roll him in.
Oh, no.
All right, wait outside. I'll teach your ugly playmates to shoot bullets into my saloon.
Hey, Doc. Doc, don't you recognize this bird?
Huh. Why, ain't that Max, the fella that just up and shot that there farm on that wagon load of hay?
Right.
Doc.
Now, what about getting us across to San Francisco? That bunch spotted us down here.
Yeah, that's right. Two more got away.
Then they're closing in. What are you going to do about it, Cockney?
How'd you like to take a little boat ride?
Motor launch?
Yes. He's tied up right under this here room.
Joe, now.
All right, come on. Give me a hand with this trap door.
Doggone trap door, Eve.
Well, come on, let's go.
All right, right down the steps into the launch. Look out, it's slippery.
Hey, look at that launch. Ain't that a beauty?
All right, all right. Take him across, Lefty, and look out for trouble.
What did I tell you, China? We're going to have you right smack dab in the bosom of Chinatown before you know it.
When you put your weekly wash away, don't you look to see how all the clothes are lasting? Sure you do in these wartime days. Well, when you wash them the Oxidol way, you'll find you're really saving clothes, actually making them last longer. Sure, because washing the Oxidol way saves clothes so much wash day wear and tear. Saves them from harsh bleaching and ruinous hard rubbing, yet washes them glistening white. Oxidol washes clothes that white, because Oxidol suds are hustle bubble suds. They're so active and lively they lift dirt out. Wash clothes clean without hard rubbing. White without bleaching. That's right. Except for some unusual stains, all your white things, sheets, towels, tablecloths, everything washes white without bleaching. And your colored things look their brightest because Oxidol gets them so clean. With genuine safety for delicate washable colors, even rayons. So why not start saving your family's clothes right away this wash day? Wash the Oxidol way, white without bleaching.
Listen again tomorrow night for the further adventures of Jack and Doc in I Love a Mystery, presented by Oxidol, the soap that gets clothes white without bleaching, and Velvet Suds Ivory Soap, 99 and 44 100% pure. It floats. I Love a Mystery, featuring Michael Raffetto as Jack Packard and Barton Yarborough as Doc Long, is written and produced by Carlton E. Morse and comes to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.